It is 8:07 on the morning show. It is time for today's community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. That's a familiar name. Kate Winkleman, who do you have sitting right next to you?
Well, good morning. And if I'm a little hard to hear today, I've kind of got the crud, but that's okay. We're living through it.
Good day to have it.
And it's a good thing we've got CEO nursing, CNO, Chief Nursing Officer, Floyd County Medical Center, Matt Cooper in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I met you way back, I think back in February. You were new to the hospital at that point.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yep.
Yes. So this is your first time in studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about your role at the hospital and what brought you here and the experience you've had.
Well, I originally came here to Floyd County because I saw a wonderful hospital in a community that was closer to my family. And family is very important to me, which what I learned after being at Floyd County, I now have two families. I have a family of my loved ones. I also have a family of my loved ones at Floyd County, because we talk a lot at the facility about how we're a work family. And people talk about work families, but until you've lived this one, you really don't know what it's all about. Floyd County individuals from top to the bottom, everybody knows everybody's name and everybody cares about each other.
So tell us where you came from and the experience you've had prior to coming here.
Well, most recently I had worked in Spencer, Iowa for a little over a decade. I ran the surgical department there. I'm a surgical nurse by background with over 30 years in surgical experiences. And so originally when I came to this facility, I came as the director of surgery. Quickly I learned that there were other opportunities that I could investigate. The chief nursing officer position came open and I wanted to see if I could make a difference. So I applied. Lo and behold, here we are today having this conversation.
Yay.
A lot of nursing experience for me was related to the surgical department, because I tell everybody that I can take great care of one patient at a time. So,
As the CNO at our hospital here, does that mean you are on the floor at all? Do you see patients? Or what is your role at the hospital?
Currently, I am in an administrative position, but every morning, first thing I do when I get there at the hospital is I round on everybody. I want to check on the departments. If they need help in a department, I'm a nurse, first and foremost, and I'm willing to do anything that I can to help. I mean, from basic patient cares to if they need help in the surgical department, I've got the experience and exposure to help there. So,
having worked in larger places in the past, that gives you a unique perspective on nurse culture. Talk about what these differences might mean to a nurse or someone considering entering the nursing profession, which we are all desperate to have more nurses.
I tell you, the difference that I see here is that when we bring a new nurse on, they are welcomed into the department. And it's not just because, oh, great, we have a new body. It's because they genuinely care and they want them to succeed. Compared to large organizations, when you go to a large organization, they have a cookie cutter orientation and you're 2 weeks here and you're 2 weeks here and you're 2 weeks here and okay, here you go, have a good life. And it's not like that at Floyd County. At Floyd County, you come in as a new nurse and we take you under our wing and we truly spend time with you. We teach you both documentation, patient care, supply needs, whatever it might be that you need. And say you're not quite where you need to be at that point, that's okay, because we care about you and we want you to succeed. Your success is our success. And so with that, if you need more time working in the emergency department per se, then let's take some more time in the emergency department, because end goal is your comfort there helps us then provide better care to our patients.
Which is a true testament, having been a patient there on many occasions. The nurses at our facility are just stellar. So I get what you're saying about that. Now, launching DAISY Award to recognize FCMC nurses, what is this all about? A DAISY Award, first of all.
So the DAISY Award was originated for in remembrance of Patrick Barnes, who was an individual who had passed away from an autoimmune system disease. And so his family, as a memorial to him, started the DAISY Foundation. It's for diseases against the autoimmune system, is what DAISY stands for. And it all came about because when Patrick was in his last days, he wanted some way to recognize these nurses that have been taking care of him. And one of the things that had happened was his father had come in, and Patrick, with his disease, was having a very hard time eating. And his dad had brought in a cinnamon roll. And so Patrick said, well, let me try a bite of that. And so he did, and the cinnamon roll tasted good to him. He was able to eat it. And so he told his dad, he said, when you come back this evening, I want you to bring another cinnamon roll for me and one for every nurse. Because of the wonderful care that they provided. Well, his family, in recognition of nurses, developed the DAISY Foundation, which is now an international program where nurses are recognized for going over and above with the compassion and collaboration and cares that they provide to their patients. So if a patient has a stellar experience with a nurse, there's a brochure they can fill out, and then we have a DAISY committee now at our organization, and we'll review those submissions. And then based on that submission, twice a year at Floyd County, we'll be giving out a DAISY award. This involves a ceremony for that nurse. Now, the nurse routinely does not know about it, but we will contact the family, we'll contact the press, we'll contact everyone, and then we'll set up an event. And at this event, we serve cinnamon rolls.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, they get a very nice handcrafted sculpture that's made, designed in Africa. And the DAISY Foundation has contracted with this tribe, and that supports their entire community, making these statues for the DAISY program. So
can anyone within the community nominate someone?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And is this, we tend to think of the nursing profession at the hospital, but we have brilliant nurses also at the clinic.
We do.
So is it all encompassing of both the nurses at the clinic and the hospital?
It is. So what we'll do is we'll have flyers that we've designed that'll be out with nomination boxes, if you will, almost like a voting box. And you simply pick up one of those flyers and it'll have the instructions on how to return it to us. So you can take it with you and return it. You can fill it out there and put it in the nomination box. Once you've completed it, you send it back to us. Regardless whether it's at the clinic or at the hospital, we'll have these in both locations. And then it'll be directed to our DAISY committee, who will review those nominations.
So is this something that is coming up now?
It is
soon-ish.
Beginning in January.
Okay.
I'm not good. I'm thinking it's January 11th or 12th. I'd have to look at my calendar. We're having our kickoff celebration. So.
Okay. Wonderful. That's, there's so many, many amazing nurses within our facility. So it's a neat way to recognize them and all the hard work that they do. And gosh, the hours they can put in on any given shift. It could be double shift or
correct.
Whatever.
So. And, the thing, too, is that they care so much that if something comes up and somebody needs some time off, they'll put themselves in that position where I'll pick up some extra hours to help you, which is just so unique about our nurses.
As part of the family atmosphere that
yes.
you talked about with
yes.
Floyd County Medical Center. Talk about some of the unique ways in which our Floyd County Medical Center develops the nursing staff. You touched a little on that, but... like you said, some nurses come ready to go. Others need a little guidance. How does that take place here? Is it nurse by nurse? Is there a nurse that follows a nurse?
So that is how we start. We'll have you come in and we'll have you work with someone who's been there. And they'll take you under their wing. And routinely we'll start on our medical surgical floor and start with basic nursing on the medical surgical floor, and then continue to expand on that. Education and training will take place. We'll make sure you have your PALs, for pediatric patients, ACLS, advanced cardiac life support, TNCC for the emergency room. We just have multiple things that we go through with your education that we provide to you to help build your career. In addition, then once you're comfortable there, then you can expand into our birthing center. And then there again, you're going to be with someone, they're going to take you through the ropes, they're going to teach you and get you to where you're competent and comfortable in the birthing center. Then we're going to take you to the emergency room and we're going to repeat that process again. So our nurses get such a well-rounded orientation to all the multiple areas. Many large facilities, you specialize. So if you're an ER nurse, you're an ER nurse. Mm-hmm. That's what you are. I was an OR nurse. I didn't know many of the people in the building even because I was an OR nurse. Of course, I thought I was special too, but that probably shows through. Here, you get to be all those things. you get the opportunity to, you don't simply come to work and have to work in the same unit every day for your career. You get all of this exposure, all this education, all the specialty training to help
which,
you be.
Which really keeps a nurse fresh.
It does.
And excited about continuing in their profession.
If you ask any of the nurses here about that, they'll say that's one of the things they love about their job.
Yeah.
Is the ability that they get these opportunities.
So speaking of that, and we talked a little bit about this, nursing, the profession of nursing is in need of people. So, of course, any facility is always recruiting, as is Floyd County Medical Center. Let's talk about why a nurse looking to graduate soon or even looking for a change should consider Floyd County Medical Center as their place for profession.
Well, we currently have openings at Floyd County, as many organizations do, but why are we different? And we're different for many of the reasons that I've mentioned. We're going to take you into our facility and you're going to become a member of our family. We've been using some agency nurses, as many facilities have. The unique thing that even these agency nurses are wanting to sign with us again if needed, simply because they feel so much a part of our family after being there for this short amount of time. And so you'd be able to have that experience and that exposure of not just coming to work at a facility where the leadership cares for you and other things, your coworkers care for you, the housekeepers care for you, dietitians care for you. We're a Floyd County family.
Okay. And if anyone is interested in checking it out, the positions that are available at Floyd County Medical Center and even applying online, the website fcmc.us.com?
Yep, I would use there or give us a call, Okay. Whichever works better.
Well, thank you so much, Matt Cooper, Chief Nursing Officer at Floyd County Medical Center. We very much appreciate you and all the nurses at Floyd County Medical Center. Thanks for stopping in and have a great Christmas.
Well, thank you very much and thanks for having me.
It is 8:19 with your weather next on KCHA.